Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Or my take at thetakeaway.org. We're going to pause for a minute now and take a look at a very local story that really shows how vulnerable all of us are if the right set of conditions actually lines up to terrify people. Listen to these neighbors talking about an event that transpired over the last few weeks in Miami.
It's been a nightmare here for the past week. We've been pretty much on lockdown. My husband and I have not been sleeping. We've been up all night sitting out in front of the house, taking watch. It's very fearful.
That's Stacy Dorr. She lives near two of the killings in her neighborhood occurred in a string of crimes targeting cats in her neighborhood. She, of course, is a cat owner herself, along with her 12-year-old daughter.
When they say a serial cat killer that could escalate to children and women, you never in your wildest dreams could imagine that something like this could be happening in your community.
Well, over the weekend, Tyler Hayes Weinman, an 18-year-old, was arrested and charged with 19 counts of animal cruelty, 19 counts of improperly disposing of an animal body, and 4 counts of burglary. Miami Herald reporter Jose Palieri has been following this story and is a reporter for or is in the studios of WLRN, public radio station in Miami, Florida. Jose, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You know, this is a bizarre story, and I don't want to overemphasize the importance of, cats dying when so many other things are happening. But nevertheless, this really is a portrait of a neighborhood taken hostage by a criminal who has apparently targeted some of the most helpless creatures in any residential neighborhood.
What's interesting here is that these two neighborhoods, Palmetto Bay and Cutler Bay, which are located just south of Miami, they've been absolutely terrorized since early May when dozens of cats began popping up with mutilated bodies on people's lawns. No one knew what was going on at first, but 1 or 2 weeks after it started, police started saying that there was this serial cat killer or cat killers they were searching for.
And what was the mystery here? I mean, the neighborhood really was terrified in a very, very visible way, and police had to act. What sorts of tactics did they use?
Well, they've kept a lot. They've kept a lot of it under wraps, but they kept several detectives listening to movements on MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, taking in every tip they could from the community, and there were hundreds. It took weeks, but about 3 weeks ago, they began to do some surveillance on this person, Tyler Hayes Weinman. He's an 18-year-old in that quiet community, lives with his mother. According to police, there were postings he made on these websites that led them to him.
Now, how important do the police consider a crime like this, given that it does have such harrowing implications for people and children who hear about this sort of thing? And you could hear in the voice of Stacy there, she viewed it as terrorism.
Right. I mean, from what I've gathered in recent weeks, a crime like this, animal cruelty in Florida, it tends to go under the radar. One count, maybe two counts. But what we're dealing with here are 19 counts. So these were 19 cats that were found dead on their owner's lawns. Their bodies mutilated, and they were killed between 6 p.m. and 5 a.m. Cops didn't know what was going on. These charges have stacked up, and the public outcry has been tremendous. So what this kid specifically is facing is pretty serious, because the police are stacking up charges not only of animal cruelty but burglary. They seem to be grasping for whatever they can charge him with.
Do the police think that they've solved the mystery here? And what is the connection, if any, between this kind of brutality against animals and strings of brutality against humans?
That's a good question. The connection, according to several studies I've seen, most people tend to think that a person who would harm animals will somehow graduate. I think that's the term. They'd graduate to humans. Although several of the psychiatric and psychological studies I've seen actually say that they don't necessarily graduate to humans, but that these people tend to have a very violent past overall.
I see. And do the police think that they've solved the mystery here, that this
would
be the only suspect?
That was the tone they had yesterday. The tone they had yesterday was one of closure. When commissioners and police majors spoke, they spoke of, you know, this finally being an end to the reign of terror that had captured these two towns.
And listen to a 17-year-old who goes to Miami Palmetto Senior High who reacted to the arrest.
It was really, really shocking that he went to Palmetto. He was a popular kid, you know. He knew a lot of people. It's just kind of makes me wonder what would make someone like that do such a horrible thing to animals.
Again, it's just an allegation at this point. The young man has been arrested, but you can hear in the voices of those high school students the visibility of this crime.
I'm glad you note that it is just an accusation right now, because police are alleging that this is the person behind this. But it's important to note, I mean, all the psychiatrists I spoke to before this happened yesterday, this arrest, they were expecting a quiet individual who's very reserved, drawn away from society, and who police ended up arresting was a very popular kid at school who was a swim gym counselor.
Jose Pagliari, a reporter from the Miami Herald, has been following this story of a serial killer of cats in two Miami neighborhoods. Jose, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Jose joined us from the studios of WLRN in Miami, Florida. Now, Femi Okeh has some headlines.
28 minutes past the hour.